At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is VSiN Daily Morning Bets. Here is your host, Josh Applebaum.
Hello and welcome to VSiN Daily Morning Bets, a quick 15-minute podcast highlighting the top games and biggest line moves that bettors need to know about each day. Today is Friday, December 2nd.
Game of the night.
For the game of the night, we're going to look toward the Pac-12 Championship tonight in college football, taking place at Allegiant Stadium, home of the Las Vegas Raiders. Kicking off at 8 p.m. Eastern time tonight between Utah and USC. This is on Fox tonight if you want to sweat this game in person. And also, if you're in Vegas, maybe stop by the South Point in Circa if you want to sweat some games in Sin City. Currently, USC is listed as a 2.5-point neutral site favorite with a high total in this one of 67. Now, going into this matchup, Utah 9-3. They're ranked 11th in the country. They just crushed Colorado 63-21, covering as a 30-point road favorite. But they'll be playing USC now, the juggernaut, 11-1, fourth in the country. They just brushed aside Notre Dame 38-27 their last time out, covering as a 4.5-point home favorite. Now, what we've seen in this matchup is some line movement toward USC. USC opened as low as a 1.5-point neutral site favorite. We've now seen them get bet up to -2.5. Now, looking at the betting percentages, currently USC is getting 79% of bets and 77% of money. So as a data-driven bettor, the way I look at those percentages is this is a bit of a pro and Joe game where basically you're getting a big majority of public bets, but also quite a bit of respected money. I think it's also important to note it's a bit of a misconception that pros and Joes, pros are your wise guys, your sharp bettors, your professional bettors who bet based on data and analytics, and it's really their profession to bet on sports, versus Joes who are average Joe public bettors, casual bettors. They're betting for fun, basically, and they're betting based on gut instinct and bias. So it's a misconception that pros and Joes are always on opposite sides. Sometimes they do overlap, and again, the pros are going to do basically what their projections, what their models, what their numbers say. They don't care at all what the public is doing. So I think that's an important distinction. A pro is not going to say, oh, I like USC tonight, but the publics are also on USC. Oh, okay, so I'll lay off or bet the other way. No, they really don't care at all what the public is doing. So it looks like to me, based on the percentages and the line movement is critical. You know, this would be a line freeze if it's heavy betting USC, but the line doesn't move. with the fact that USC opened laying 1.5, and now you're up to laying 2.5. Again, with those percentages, tells me, again, you're getting just a flood of support in unison from both pro and Joe bettors. Really what I'm looking at now, though, is do we get to the key number of 3? A lot of these books are -2.5 USC, quite a few at -115 juice, so you're really trending up to 3. So if you like USC in this one, and again, can't blame you, 11th ranked team, 11-1, 4th in the country. If you like them, you probably want to bet them right now. You don't want to wait until 8 o'clock tonight because it looks like it is trending up to 3. And as we all know, the most common and important key number in the NFL is 3. So if you like USC, the Trojans, you probably want to bet them now. If you want to wait, go contrarian, go Utah. Again, I don't blame you. It's a heavily bet spot. You could maybe take advantage of an inflated line. I assume if it does get to 3, you're probably going to get some Utah buyback. If so, you want to wait it out and kind of wait out for that 3. Now, if you're banking on USC, you're really banking on their offense tonight. They're averaging 43 points a game, 506 yards per game. That's third best scoring offense in the country. And also, it's a revenge angle for USC. With that 11-1 record, guess who that one loss was to? It was to Utah. They lost 43-42 back on October 15th. So maybe carrying some a revenge angle here in the Pac-12 championship. Also, you look at Caleb Williams. You're really banking on this kid to continue to play well. He is now. Really can't bet it anymore. The line's too high. There's no value. Juice isn't worth the squeeze. But Caleb Williams is now -2,500 to win the Heisman Trophy. That's pretty much a fait accompli that he's going to win it. That's a 96% implied probability. But because it's such a high number, really it's not a bettable number anymore. But obviously if you targeted Williams earlier in the year when it was basically C.J. Stroud, the favorite for much of the year, then Hendon Hooker made a move there. But Caleb Williams over the last couple weeks has become a big, big favorite here to win the Heisman. Now looking at the total, pretty high total here of 67. Really no movement though, although you are getting 69% bets, 82% of dollars on this over. Utah's 6-6 to the total, but USC, they've been an over team with Lincoln Riley in his first year, 9-3 to the over. This will be played at a dome, Allegiant Stadium in Vegas. And again, if you like the over, I don't blame you. First game was a 43-42 game. They score 85 points here. But my one kind of reason to pause on this over would be, if it's such heavy betting over, then why isn't it ticked up 67-68-69? It stayed pretty much right where it's at. So it would be a bit of a hesitation for me. But I do lean USC here, either a money line play, you know, shop around if you don't want to mess around with some points. Again, it was a one-point game last time. You're about -145 on the money line. Or, of course, below the key number of -3, you can still get them 2.5. So a little bit of pro and Joe movement, USC. And, again, seems like a high-scoring game, but why isn't this total ticked up at all? That'll be my one concern if you are looking toward the total.
Best of the rest.
For best of the rest, we're going to go to another conference championship game. Let's go to Conference USA. This is a 7:30 p.m. showdown on CBS Sports Network between North Texas and UTSA. Currently, UTSA is listed as an 8.5-point home favorite with a total in this one of 69.5. Now, going into this matchup, North Texas, they're 7-5. They just beat Rice 21-17, but they did not cover as a 14-point home favorite in that one. They'll be now playing UTSA 10-2 this year. They've won 9 straight games. They just beat UTEP 34-31, but also they did not cover as a big home favorite. They were favored by 14.5 in that game, only won by 3. Now, looking at kind of the way this line has moved and the bet percentages here, the tickets are 50-50. Public really doesn't want to do. They respect UTSA and their really good record, but North Texas also, they're playing pretty well here recently as well, and UTSA didn't cover their last time out. So public sees kind of a big number there, laying 8.5. And they say, hey, I don't know what to do here. Should I take the points? Should I lay the points? So using our VSiN.com bet splits, it's really 50-50 right down the middle. So anytime I see 50-50 betting splits, theoretically in a vacuum, a line shouldn't move at all if the tickets are even. But we know that not all the tickets are created equally. So again, you could have 10 tickets on a game, 5 on both sides, therefore it's 50-50. But if the 5 tickets on Team A are all $100 and the 5 tickets on Team B are all $5, you know, you're probably going to lean on those $100 bets because theoretically they're probably coming from bigger, sharper, better. So what I'm getting at here is even though it's 50-50, this line has moved to UTSA. UTSA opened out a lot of shops laying -7.5, and now you're up to -8.5. And you see one book at least, maybe going to 9. So maybe reading between the lines, some liability here on UTSA. UTSA's offense better here has the edge against North Texas, 38 points a game versus 35. better defense, giving up 27 versus 30. It's also a true home game. You know, unlike Utah USC, which is Allegiant Stadium, the Raiders Stadium, a neutral site, this is going to be played in the Alamo Dome. So the true home field of UTSA. Also another revenge angle, kind of like USC trying to get revenge, losing to Utah earlier. UTSA did beat North Texas. My mistake. They beat them 31-27 back on October 27th. So they actually did beat North Texas earlier this year. So it's not a revenge angle. But also looking at the total in this one, it looks high, but it could be high for a reason. It opened at 67. It's all the way up to 69.5. So you've seen this line continue to go up, 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 up here with the total. I see one book maybe even hinting at a 70. It will be played in a dome, which is beneficial to an over. Both teams are 7-5 to the over. And you're getting, based on bet percentages, only 52% of bets on the over, but it's taking into account 84% of the money. So that looks like a pretty good low bets, higher dollars bet split in favor of the UTSA over. Football season is the best time of year to become a VSiN Pro subscriber. Get access to hourly pro tips, best bets from VSiN experts, daily articles, power rankings, and expanded digital content and tools to help you become a better. Just go to VSiN.com/subscribe for more information.
Josh's Sweats.
For Josh's Sweats, my first sweat of the night, I'm going to look toward the NHL. There's one game that caught my eye tonight. It's a 7:30 p.m. game between the Nashville Predators and the New York Islanders. Give me the Islanders in this one, guys, minus 150. This is a classic rest versus tired system match in favor of the Islanders for me. You look at the Islanders, they haven't played since the 29th, whereas Nashville played last night, December 1st. That was actually a tough one. I was on the Devils last night. They had a lead, and they gave up a goal like 5 seconds left in the game. Then they lose in overtime. So I'm trying to get some revenge against Nashville last night as the Devils blew it. But anyway, Nashville is tired. You know, they played yesterday. You have the Islanders who haven't played since Tuesday. You also have the Nashville Predators playing their third game in 4 days. So I have a lot of rest versus tired angles in favor of the New York Islanders. If you look at favorites playing a team on a back-to-back, they're 39-21 this year, 65%. Rested favorites between two or three or more days between your last game, that's 26-16 this year, 62%. Also, home favorite with a line move. Some of these books were as low as like minus 140 up to minus 150. Those teams are 96-48 this year, 67%. So quite a few matches here with the Islanders. You're also going to get the backup goalie. You know, UC Saros, the stud goalie for Nashville, he played last night. So you're probably going to get Kevin Lankinen in tonight, a backup for Nashville, whereas the Islanders with Sorokin are rested and ready to go. They're also coming off a loss their last time out to the Flyers. So you've had to sit on that loss since Tuesday. Hopefully you get a good effort here at home. Islanders, they've been really good as a favorite. 9-4 as a favorite, 8-3 at home. So both angles here would be profitable in this spot for the Islanders, a home team and a favorite. Also, Nashville, only 3-6 as a dog, only 4-6 on the road. So they've struggled as a dog and on the road. Offense, you're banking on the Islanders to really score more goals in this one. 3.3 a game versus 2.7 for Nashville. Then also defensively, only giving up 2.6 goals a game versus 3.1 for Nashville. And then last one, cherry on top here. Hopefully this is a beneficial angle, but special teams. The Islanders, they're averaging 24% on the power play conversion rate, only 16% for Nashville there. So hopefully when you're on the man advantage, you can pot some goals here. So I'm going Islanders, big rest versus tired advantage, trying to get my revenge on the Nashville Predators who broke my heart last night as a Devils better. But give me the Islanders, minus 150 on the money line. For my other Josh the Sweat of the Night, let's go to the NBA. A matchup here between the Lakers and the Bucks. Pretty good showdown, 7:30 p.m. Eastern time. I'm going to lay the wood with the Bucks. I'm going to go Bucks -8 in this one, guys. If you look at kind of the way this line is open, Lakers-Bucks, open as low as Milwaukee laying 7.5. Even saw one opener of -6.5. Now they're up to -7.5, now -8. And you'll see some shops maybe even going to -8.5. So this line is going toward the Milwaukee Bucks. Notable because they're only getting about 60% of bets, but almost 70% of the money. So it's not a very lopsided, like Milwaukee getting 80%, which would kind of give me some heartburn here. But it's kind of a somewhat split, slight lean Bucks, but yet the line moves in their favor. Again, Lakers, even though they don't have the greatest record in the world, still have LeBron, obviously. So anytime you have the Lakers uniform, you have LeBron, even though they're 8-12, they're getting 8.5 points. You know, again, eight or 8.5. That's kind of a just, hey, take the points spot there. But with this movement toward Milwaukee, I think there's a couple reasons to lay the points in this one. Offensively, 22nd in efficiency for the Bucks, 25 for the Lakers, so better offense, better defense. Milwaukee is the number one defensive efficiency team this year. Lakers are number 8. Also, Milwaukee, 11-2 at home. Lakers, only 2-6 on the road. Milwaukee is 9-4 against the spread at home versus just 2-6 ATS on the road for the Lakers. Lakers, also tired spot. They're playing their third game in 5 days, and this is the first of a long six-game road trip for the Lakers. So kind of a tough grind here to start with a big road trip. And really another X factor that I'm going to put, hopefully, checking off the box for Milwaukee, they're going to get a stud player back tonight. Looks like they're going to get Chris Middleton back from injury. So hopefully that's a boost here to the Bucks. So again, not a very lopsided bet percentage play, but a good line move to the Bucks. Better metrics here, offense, defense, home road, tired spot for the Lakers, line move to the Bucks. I'm laying it with the Bucks, guys. Give me the Bucks at -8. Again, some shops even creeping up to -8.5. That about does it for today's VSiN Daily Morning Bets podcast on Friday, December 2nd. Reminder, though, we have so much to offer at VSiN. We're heading into another big weekend here in the betting market with NFL and obviously college football, with the championship games, with NFL Week 13. So there's a lot of great games out there, and let VSiN, let our crew hopefully help you make some good smart bets, help you cash some bets. Just sign up for the newsletter. Easiest way to introduce yourself to VSiN. Get our newsletter every morning when you make your coffee. You can read about what the biggest games going on that day are, all of our best bets, all of our articles, content, pro tips. So give it a shot, VSiN.com/newsletter. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at VSiN Live. You can find me at Josh_insights. I wish you the best of luck. Have a fantastic Friday. Good luck this weekend. And as always, hope you can cash some tickets, because as the wise man of VSiN, the Godfather, likes to say, that's what it's all about. Enjoy the sweats, everyone. Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We'll be back at it with the Morning Bets Pod on Monday. But good luck, and hopefully you can cash some tickets today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.